Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Bridget Williams, program coordinator and tutor with the Winston-Salem YMCA Literacy Initiative, talks with her student, Jose Rodriguez. Jose migrated from Puerto Rico to the continental U.S. in the 1980s. In 2010, he enrolled in the YMCA's literacy program, and today shares the many ways in which that decision has changed his life.
What do you look forward to when you come to the Y?
Well, when I come to the Y, I'm looking forward to learn each every day, to be able to learn more, so I'll be able to improve my skill and to move forward. You know, all the time I will have to be dependent on everybody else to be able to read my mail. So thank you to the YMCA, I'll be able to read my mail now.
You were also telling me that you've gotten a little bit better with texting, too, since you've been in our literacy program.
That's correct.
Tell me about some of the relationships you've actually formed just being at the Y.
To be in the YMCA, a lot of people in the YMCA, they're friendly, like your second family. Mm-hmm. I feel comfortable to go to the YMCA and learn each every day because I feel comfortable, like your second home, away from home.
Mm. Does it help you any with your everyday life?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because I know you were telling me that you were actually able to read to your granddaughter.
Yeah, correct, because I would be able to read to my grandbaby, so all the time she asking me, Grandpa, to read her a book, and I will not be able to read it, but now I'll be able to read the book for her, so I'll be able to tell her a little story.
Hmm. And I think that's a milestone for you to actually read to your granddaughter like that.
And I like it, you know, I like it to be able to read the story for her. I like it to be dependable, you know, if your grandbaby asking you, Grandpa, can you read me a book? And you go tell her, I don't know how to read, you know, and it make you feel bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'll be able to read it for her, you know, and she happy with me now.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And she thank you me every day. She said, thank you, Grandpa.
Oh, good, good. How many times a week do you read now? Do you just enjoy reading?
I enjoy reading. I can read the newspaper now, be able to know what's going on around the world.
I know. We talk about that a lot, too.
Yes.
We keep up with everyday life and things on the news and so.
And I really appreciate it. Why? You all do for the community, you know, helping people, you know, with the basic adult education. Sometimes, you know, we don't see the effort a lot of people they made, you know, for the community. You know, we never appreciate it, but I do appreciate it because it's helping me learn. It's helping me to move forward in the community.
Mm.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.